Minnesota Twins outfielder Alex Kirilloff made history this year when he became the first rookie ever to make his first Major League Baseball start in the playoffs. The 2016 Twins top draft pick got a hit. He went 1-for-4 at the plate and made a circus catch in right center in an elimination game loss to the Houston Astros.
Kirilloff is going over. Sliding catch, Alex Kirilloff.
Letting Rocco Baldelli and the Minnesota Twins know, calls it off, never takes his eye off it.
That's ESPN's coverage of that playoff game between the Twins and the Astros. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a program that you help to sponsor. You help make it possible with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web if you'd like to give and support the show quickly, safely, securely, and remotely at WWIB.com. Alex Kirilloff from Pittsburgh, PA, was the 15th overall pick in the 2016 draft. And he showed his natural hitting talent at every level, and as you heard a moment ago, he's a better fielder than most people thought. Alex Kirilloff with me on Sports and Commentaries. Alex, let's look back. How about that big opening day for you as a rookie at Target Field against the Stros?
Yeah, it was a pretty special day. I had a lot of fun. Kind of a whirlwind of events leading up to it. But I'm just grateful for the opportunity, and I was happy it happened.
Okay, so you get the phone call from skipper Rocco Baldetti, the twin skipper, and he's got the news that you are going to be added to the playoff roster. Tell me about that conversation.
Yeah, that was the night before the playoffs started, him just calling me and letting me know that I was on the roster, which is pretty special. So I got to call some of my family and let them know after that. And then I didn't know I was starting till the day of the game. So a little bit after I got to the ballpark that day. So as soon as I just found that out, it was kind of just, you know, get ready and prepare for a game like I normally would. And, you know, it was not what we wanted as a team, obviously. I think we had a really good team and a lot of pieces to make a good run. But, you know, fortunately the cards didn't fall in our favor this year. And, you know, hopefully it'll be different next year.
Yeah. So you not only are part of that team, that playoff team there in Minnesota, but you get word that you're going to start in right field. That's got to be a lot of pressure on a young man.
Yeah, you know, fans not being there in a kind of like an atmosphere of, you know, a normal playoff, the atmosphere made it a little bit more normal, I guess I could say. You know, like I said, I found out, you know, kind of just hours before the game, so I didn't really have a whole lot of time to think about it. But like I said, I just prepared, you know, like I would a normal game leading up to it, got ready to go, you know, said a prayer for peace and to be able to go out and focus. And, you know, once I was out there, I felt pretty good. I felt like I was able to focus on what I needed to do, what I needed to pay attention to. And like I said, I had a lot of fun doing it.
Good. Alex Kirilloff of the Twins with me here on Sports and Commentary today. So walk me through that first big league AB for you, at bat there for you at Target.
Yeah, I came up with the bases loaded and two outs. You know, the pitcher attacked me with three fastballs and wasn't able to square up the last one. Caught it a little bit too far up the barrel, broke my bat. But it's just a game of adjustments. Like I've said before, I try to make an adjustment in my second bat, and I felt a little bit better.
Yeah. So we're around here, Alex, watching the game at the Communication Center. We're hearing crowd noise. It ebbed and flowed depending on the situation. But what was it like there at Target Field? Because that's kind of canned crowd noise. Was it more quiet for you guys?
Yeah, the crowd noise that they play over the speakers, it can get pretty loud sometimes, you know, with them obviously controlling the volume of it. But other than that, you know, playing baseball growing up your whole life, you know, a lot of times there's not a lot of fans at the games outside of some family members and stuff like that. So it felt kind of normal, I guess you could say, more so than not, from that aspect of there not being many people there. Obviously, it was a huge ballpark, filled with empty seats. But at the end of the day, it comes down to what's on the field, what's in front of you, and that's baseball. So
mm-hmm. Empty seats, cardboard cutouts this year. Alex Kirilloff, 23 years of age, former Twins top draft pick, with me on the phone. And the Twins set a dubious record here this year, Alex, losing 18 postseason games in a row with that loss you were in, the elimination game. I want to ask you about that, but we're out of time for today's show. So let's invite you back next time here on Sports and Commentary. Thank you for being here today. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Sounds good.
Okay, thanks.